The maddest, most marvelous night of the year is Midsummer Night. As the earth turns, it falls on August the 6th, midway between the summer solstice, June the 21st, and the first day of autumn. But for the insects, the birds and the beasts, it is the many warm nights in late July and August, when the sun sits not far below the horizon and keeps the natural world up and shouting. Most of us, only vaguely aware of these shatterpated nights, miss their vibrant impact. Believing that we cannot see in the dark, actually after about 45 minutes of adjustment, the human eye can see almost as well as an owl's, and better than a rabbit's. We are content to sit outside on a hot summer evening, slapping mosquitoes, only to retire precisely when things are warming up. So it was with my husband and me, until a scientist friend urged us to go out in the dark and see how exquisitely nature equips her creations for the night. One way to see better, he said, is to pick out a single sound and follow it to its source. So one summer night we concentrated on an individual sound out of that tin pan jazz of a July evening. It was a zany cat purring that emanated from our windowsill. We turned a flashlight in the direction of the sound. It ceased. We waited. It commenced. We crept forward, until we reached the concert artist, a small grey and green frog, the common tree frog found throughout the eastern United States. In the dark he had crept to our window to lash out his tongue at insects flying for the light. From the apple tree, and even from our mailbox, came the voices of his kinsmen. We picked him up and uncovered the mystery of how this land frog can reach odd places,